Joining me is Cindy Foster with the South Dakota Farm Bureau. And Cindy, today your big focus was the women's business session, and you're representing South Dakota on that level. And if you could help me recap today's events, help me do so.
Okay. The American Farm Bureau women have a committee that is 8 women as well as a chairman and a vice chairman. Four of those women were terms were up, and a couple of them were reelected, and there were some new ones today also. One thing that happened last year in American Farm Bureau's centennial year was there was a challenge to the women's committees in all of the states about the Ronald McDonald House. Now, there has been a long-time relationship between Farm Bureau and Ronald McDonald Houses in all the different states. And they said, let's raise $100,000. Now, that doesn't mean that $100,000 was given in cash, but in South Dakota, we go and purchase groceries in March, and we take them to the Ronald McDonald House in Sioux Falls. So the challenge was $100,000 nationwide. Well, this morning at our business meeting, they let the cat out of the bag and told us how much was raised, and it was $237,863.12 was given nationwide to Ronald McDonald Houses. And that was just, everyone was just blown away that they almost tripled the challenge. So it was really great, and that's a wonderful charity, and we in South Dakota have for years done that on a yearly basis. In the spring, we go and buy groceries. And since there's not a Ronald McDonald House in western South Dakota in the Rapid City area, we purchase meal trays for parents of the kids that are in that hospital, and so we split. So last year we spent over $5,000 between the two, and our county farm bureaus donate all that money. So that was a real big deal today in the women's business session.
Anything else discussed during the session that you're going to focus on moving forward or other projects in the works?
Yes. We are very, very big on advocating for ag. And that includes education, be it students and consumers. And there is a toolkit that we have available to us that we can download online and use. And that's the thing. We emphasize farm safety and then promoting agriculture and just getting literacy to people out there, because it used to be most people had a grandma, grandpa, aunt, and uncle that was on the farm. Anymore, we've got generations now, younger generations, that there's nobody that they even know that they still think milk just comes in the plastic carton from the grocery store. So, yeah.
Yes.
So we are big on that, and that's something that every year they try to expand on and give us more tools to get that word out there.
Mm-hmm. Cindy Foster of the South Dakota Farm Bureau joining me here in Austin, reporting for the Red River Farm Network. I'm Megan Turnquist.